Hey there, this is Steph from StephFuggio.com with another episode of GeoPat's Language. So this episode was published last month during NAPOD POMO, National Podcast Posting Month. Every day that month, crazy podcasters like myself posted a podcast episode. But since the GeoPat's NAPOD POMO feed only really has new content once a year in November, I wanted to add the episodes that related to this podcast on here so you can get them easily. I will tell you what we did exactly during the month of November in just a second, but let me mention one more quick thing for you. During the month of November, we also had a fundraising event where I was aiming for 30 coffees in 30 days from buymeacoffee.com/geopats. We reached 23 out of 30 coffees, which I am very happy with considering that we started about 8 days into the month. What I'm asking you is if you enjoy any or all of our episodes, to please feel free to go to buymeacoffee.com/geopats, don't forget the S, and buy me a coffee. That would be fantastic. Okay, so what did we do in November? I was moving countries from Germany to Albania while I was organizing this just before November. So I asked my guests to help me out, previous guests of all of the podcasts, and I sent out a list of quick questions, and I asked them to do two things. One was to reflect back on their original episode or conversation with me, and two was to update us on their life since that interview. Now, some of these interviews are from 2 and 3 years ago, so there's quite a bit of updates that happened, and it was really, really interesting and moving to hear some of the things that they've been up to and so on. Now, I intentionally didn't focus too much on COVID most of the month, but I did devote an entire episode to how has COVID affected your life later on in the month? And I'm not going to add that to this feed because I don't think that's necessarily content related. But I will put the link to that in the show notes in case you want to hop over to the NAPOD POMO feed and have a listen to that one. That is all. If you would like to comment on any of this, my handle is STEPHFUCCIO. That is my Twitter, my Instagram, my email address, and my website. So you have everything you need to send me any message anytime you want to communicate. And I'll be back with new episodes in January. And in February, we'll start with the Albanian episodes and so on and so forth. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this and any and all of our episodes. I really, really, truly appreciate you being here. Whatever you celebrate at this time of the year, even if it's just that the year's over, like I'm celebrating, I really, really hope you stay safe and sane and find a little bit of joy in something that's happening right now. It's been a crazy year. It's been a crazy year, but we did it. We're almost to the end, and who knows what 2021 is going to bring for us. All right, here we go.
Welcome to the GeoPats Podcast Network. This is a special NAPOD POMO National Podcast Posting Month episode. This month, previous guests on the various GeoPats podcasts are checking back in with a twist. Hi there, I'm Vaughn. Nice to meet you. I was on the GeoPats Language podcast number 13. We talked about my experiences with learning Chinese, Mandarin Chinese. And at that point, I was at about 5 years in. So this is, I think, 2 years later. Wow, time flies. So I'm at 7 years in my Chinese language studying journey. It's been quite interesting, so I hope to share and reflect a little bit on the last podcast. Right now I'm in Orange County in Southern California. I used to be in LA, but that kind of busy city, that's really a mega city. I think LA is actually like 20 cities that have just fused together over the years. That kind of thing is just too much, too many people. I'm really quite introverted, and I like tranquility, serenity. The thing that I dubbed as brain burn, that is still something that I come across, but I know a little bit more about it. I mean, not scientifically. The thing that I've learned about it comes from experiencing it in other arenas. It's a really interesting thing to me because like I said before, I only have come across it while studying Chinese. And it happens during these study sprints. It's like my brain is being squeezed and set on fire at the same time. And I would sit down and I'd pull out my phone with Pleco loaded up. And I would reading. I start parsing sentences and I would try to read. At first, just a page a day, but then I built up to two, then four, and then eight. And then I think at some point in the middle, or maybe like three quarters through the way of the book, I was reading like 10 or 11 pages a day, which is just really hard, but also really awesome, because what it meant was that I was starting to just more naturally read things. I was having to look up less. But this kind of thing, number one, it's extremely tedious. Looking up every single character, every single word multiple times, it's not fun. But over time, like maybe it was eye strain, maybe it was lack of nutrition, lack of water, or something like that. Over time, I started getting a headache and I'd have to stop. And that was kind of like that determined how many pages I read. But there was an overall version of that where eventually it wasn't about eye strain, it wasn't about nutrition or water or anything like that, or needing to take a break. Simply whenever I saw a character, like my eyes would try to avoid it. I would start immediately developing like a headache or something like that. And it eventually would cause me to stop wanting to learn the language. I mean, in that temporary time, I needed to take a break, and I would take an extended break, 2 weeks, a month, sometimes a little bit longer. And then I would come back. It wasn't like it set an alarm or something like that. I would just start developing interest again. And as I found that I could look at words without getting that headache, then I would get more and more into it again, and that would eventually develop into another study sprint. But so I've come across this, like I said, in other arenas, and it's a little bit surprising, but so I think I understand it a little bit better, and I'll describe those. So the first, I decided to go back to school for engineering. Before I actually started taking classes, I was studying on my own. I started with, I have a couple of things. First thing, I have a book that basically talks about how CPUs work and how the electricity is funneled around and how that turns into memory and turns into eventually the stuff that we see on the screen. I was just very curious on stuff. At the time, I was taking apart like vacuums and stereos and stuff like that. And CPU is kind of like this little black box that I couldn't figure out. You can't, it's really hard to open them. I'll be honest, it's really hard to open them. But then even if you do, it basically just looks like this shiny piece of rainbow metal. I was really surprised like how little information I could find by Googling. So eventually I found my way to this book, and this book is thick. Wow. It's so thick. It's really, really thick. I think it has like 1,100 or 1,200 pages. I've only gotten through about half of it. But the thing is that there's so many concepts. I was taken from basically a very basic understanding of what it was, and then funneled down deeper and deeper and deeper to eventually getting to like processes on how exactly what is happening when it's storing data, and the exact process of how it works. And, you know, just to give you like a basic understanding, it's like a Rube Goldberg machine. Like if you think of it like a little ball rolling around on a track, the ball hits this and this hits that, and then this does this and this does that. And all those things cascading in a sequence happens and produces computer. But trying to track all that stuff in your head, that is what I found eventually, that creating that narrative is what leads to like these intense headaches and this brain burn. I did this again with some other things, quaternions, which I love talking about. I don't really understand them that well, but I learned about those for a short while. Basically, that is a way to rotate 3D objects without trigonometry. this is probably beyond this, what I should be talking about. Like, I know a lot of people don't like math, but I think it's really cool. But basically, like, trying to change, you have to change the way you think. There's a lot of working with like different dimensions of space. When you're talking about quaternions, you're turning a 3D object into a 4D object and then back into a 3D object. And that doesn't make any sense to your brain. So, trying to follow that pattern, follow that process and make sense of it, and holding all that stuff in your head at the same time is, again, that's like something else that's causing it. The brain burn. And then the last thing was, it was vector calculus, specifically vector calculus. That's why I don't just say calculus. And I really hope that I'm not like coming off as like a show off or something like that. That's not really my intention. I think that it's important to talk specifics here as to what I was doing when I discovered these kinds of things. So reading through that book, I think is really beautiful. But like there's a lot of seeing these shapes and manipulating these shapes in your head. That's what I was doing, and moving them around, kind of like a flash game or something like that, or it's like a video game. You're manipulating these shapes and you're moving around or pushing and pulling it like clay. That's how I felt, like a sculpture. And I'm like looking at the sculpture in my mind's eye at different angles and seeing how like things are coming in contact and thinking about what that means and everything. And so I'm like building up this storyboard of like snapshots of what's happening in my head. And over time, that little strip of snapshots becomes like several rows of that, like a page of that. And it becomes multiple pages. And then I have like a book, and it feels kind of like I'm storing somewhat of a comic book in my head, and trying to flip through the pages in my mind's eye and then zoom in on one of those frames and then think about that situation and what's happening. Like storing all that in my head at the same time was causing some serious strain in my head. And I would have to do the same thing as in Chinese. I would have to take these breaks from it. I think that for Chinese, what's happening is my brain is trying to connect so many different ideas, so much meaning together, and in this very three-dimensional way, like a spider web, but a three-dimensional one, where each word is connected to several other words, and characters are connected to several characters and other words and concepts and everything. And my brain is organically building this as I'm studying Chinese, even though I'm not trying to. And all of that is kind of like, you know, doing too much on your computer. Like the fan starts spinning up, your computer gets really hot, and then eventually it's like, well, I can't handle anymore, and the computer like shuts down because it gets too hot. Like that, I feel like that's what's happening. Maybe somebody can actually explain to me better what this actually is, like neurologically, scientifically or something, or maybe somebody else has experienced this kind of thing. That'd be great. I'd love to talk to you more.